Let's play around a little bit with Visual Basic. Let's create a new application, and I'll point out some of the features as we go. So here's a new project. I'm going to create a new Windows application. One of the first things you'll notice is it doesn't ask me where I want to store this application. In the past, you would wind up with Windows Application 1, and then the next time you played around with code, Windows Application 2, so you'd wind up eventually with Windows Application 647, because we automatically saved the application right off the bat. Now, this is telling me, let's just create an application, and if you want to save it later on, then you can go ahead and do that. So that's a feature which, by the way, can be turned on or off. The default is to not ask me. So let's create an application, and let's do a data application. So I'm going to come over to the data sources window, and I'm going to add a data source. In the data sources, I can work with server-based data, such as SQL Server or Oracle. I can work with local data, so an application where the data file travels with the application, which is more the Access or Fox model. I can use a web service as my data source. I can also use an object. For now, let's just use a database. I'm going to connect to the famous Northwind table. I have an option now to save the connection in the app.config at the project level rather than store the connection string in each individual form. So if I need to change this connection, I change it once throughout the application instead of having to drill down into every form. That's a nice feature. Now we connect, and let's just choose orders and order details, and we're done. Now I can see in the data sources window each of the fields, and I can change these. So order ID is probably read-only, so I'm going to change that to a label, and I'd probably do that in the order details table as well. Or employee ID or customer ID will probably be based on a lookup table, so I'll change those to combo boxes. And I want to add orders information to the form now. When I drag and drop, I can either have it appear as a grid or as individual controls. So I'll set that to details. Now I'll drag. And what I get are controls. The label shows up invisible, so let's set the border style to fixed 3D. I now have data-bound controls. So in 2003 or 2002, I would have to go into the properties window or into code to set up the data bindings. But those are all now set up for me automatically. I also have this navigation bar here. At this point, I can run this application. And I now have a data-bound form that I can scroll back and forth. I can go to a particular record automatically. Now, obviously, this isn't a full-blown application. I'm obviously going to have to continue. I'm going to have to write a lot of code that takes place when I add or delete or save. But the basic plumbing of wiring up these controls to data has been done for me. Let's add to this form. I'm going to widen it a little bit. I'm going to move a bunch of fields. So I'll highlight these. And notice when I drag this around, hope you can see the blue and the red lines. These are the snap lines. So the blue line is now under these two controls, so I know that they're lined up. Also, if I move this label, when the line turns to red, I'm lining up the font. So the font of this label is now lined up with the font of this control. Now I want to add the order details table. I just come down to the data connector. The data connector surfaces the binding context. And on the data connector, I can configure master details. Parent table, that's orders. The child table is order details. I'd like to add it as a grid. I say OK. The grid gets added. Let's add it out and take advantage of the snap lines. And now when I run this form, I have the master details relationship set up for me, and as I scroll from record to record, notice that the order details for that order show up. Awesome. So at this point, I've got basic functionality, the basic plumbing of recognizing the relationship between the two tables, of binding the controls to the data, of hooking up the master to the details, all of that code written for me. I didn't have to write it myself. I can now focus on more application-specific code.